All right, we're here at the Farm Progress Show. With me is Kip Cullors, the rock star here, our champion soybean grower. And we talked a little bit about it. He was on a grower panel for headline fungicide. And, Kip, you know, we have talked about headline fungicide a lot, I know. But bottom line, what does it mean for you and your operation?
You know, we've talked about headline fungicide for years and years and years. You know, I'm like a broken record, you know. You got to use it. I mean, it's just a no-brainer. It works, you know. If you haven't tried it, you got to try it. I mean, it's just an absolute must, critical part of our operation. It, you know, where we started using fungicides years and years ago was our vegetable production. And, you know, we just moved that right into our normal production acres, and it works just as good there as it does in our vegetables. We don't even consider raising vegetables without using fungicides, and I don't see why you'd ever consider raising commodity crops without using headline fungicide.
Now, Cindy Young, our moderator, asked a question that I had in mind, because I've heard the issues that some have about the label for plant health, the fact that headline is labeled for plant health, and Cindy asked, why should you spray a crop with headline with a fungicide if the crop is showing no signs of disease? Why is that important?
Well, first of all, it makes corn actually stand better. That's number one right there. Another thing is plant health. I mean, you want to keep that plant alive, green, and healthy, happy. That's like I always like to refer to it, just being a happy plant. A happy plant wants to produce. An unhappy plant don't want to produce. It's like if your wife's mad at you, you know, she's not happy. A plant's the same way. If it's not happy, it's not going to produce. So you want to keep that plant as green as long as you possibly can. All you're doing is you're just packing more and more and more test weight in there.
Well, you had a very brief and simple choice that people should have to make as far as their crops are concerned. What is that bottom line as far as you're concerned?
Well, you got to decide whether you want to be on the die and dry program or the ripen and yield program. I prefer the ripen and yield program.
Well, now let's talk about it. Headline, of course, has always been the superstar here. It's been our superstar product here at BASF, but we got a new kid on the block coming up here. Now, of course, Headline's a fungicide. We got a new herbicide coming on, and that's Kixor. Actually, the technology, the chemistry is new, and it'll be in several products as soon as it gets approval. What do you think about Kixor?
Well, first of all, I'm glad BASF had enough foresight to go ahead and continue to invest money into new chemistries. And Kixor is not a remake of something. It's totally new chemistry. It works really well. I've actually had it on my farm for 3 years now, and we have a lot of morning glory issues, so it's really extremely good on large-seeded broadleaves. You know, we got to have another plan of attack out here. It cost over $200 million to bring a new product to town, and man, you know, I'm just glad BASF still had the foresight to go ahead and continue with the research and being willing to invest the $200 million to bring it to the market.
And what you have to say about it is pretty important because, of course, it hasn't been approved yet. We haven't been able to, you know, any day now. And you can see the little flats over here, and you can see the plots, and you can see what it does in experimental conditions. But you've actually been able to use it on your farm and in your operation. So what you have to say carries a little bit more weight.
Yeah, we've actually had it and on our farm last year. You know, we had it on our field day. We had it the year before. We've got it again this year. We've tried it in several different applications, you know, actually for a burn-down pre-plant, you know, early spray to take care of the winter annuals, and it's worked really extremely well everywhere as we've used it so far.
Now, we talked, and I talked to the other growers that were on the panel. You know, it's nice to win contests, and you've done that, but really that's not what's really important when it comes to the overall picture on your operation, right?
No, it's just bottom line. The only reason I do the contest is just to use it for a learning tool, to see what I can learn from there and go apply that to all my normal production acres. You know, last year we averaged over 100 bushels on our soybeans across our entire farm. That's double crop, single crop, irrigated, dry land, the whole schmear, 100 bushels, you know. And that all contributes back to the contest. Same thing, we're a 10-time national corn growing champion. Same thing there, you know, this year we're picking, you know, we're going to average 200 bushels dry land corn. So, you know, that's money, that's real dollars.
All right, Kip, that's all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, it's sure good to talk to you here, Cindy, and it's in Illinois. And I don't know, you need to come down to Missouri. We've had a weather that's been like Canada, I mean, for the past 2 months. It's just ridiculous cool. It's 53 degrees this morning. I was like, holy cow, I had to put a long-sleeve shirt on. Yesterday morning is 49, so I don't know what the heck's going on with this weather.
Well, what does your crop look like right now?
It looks really good. We probably got the best soybeans we've ever had. The problem is we got some white mold issues, so we're probably going to get a pinch back. But, you know, probably a couple, 3 weeks ago, we could have probably easily made 175 bushels. I'm not sure that's going to be possible now, but we'll see. But there will be over 100.
Uh-huh. And how's it progressing? I know we're a little slow in some areas.
Yeah, I mean, of course, I don't really get a frost till Halloween where I live at. So, you know, frost isn't a major scare for me. If I get a frost 15th of September, I can tell you right now, there's going to be a lot of shockwaves go through the marketplace.
But other than that, you're pretty happy.
Other than that, I'm just pretty happy. We're a couple weeks behind on everything, corn and beans, but I think we'll be okay.
Very good. Thank you very much. That's Kip Cullors here at the BASF exhibit at Farm Progress Show. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting. We're here at the Farm Progress Show in the BASF exhibit. With me, I've got a couple of corn and soybean growers from Missouri, and I'd like to have you gentlemen introduce yourselves.
I'm Jerry Cox. I'm from Delta, Missouri, which is down in the southeast corner of the state, about 15 miles from the Mississippi River.
Okay.
I'm Gary Porter from Mercer, Missouri. I'm south of Des Moines, Iowa, right on the state line.
And both of you are corn yield contest winners, both of you. And both of you use Headline, and that was the purpose of you being here in the BASF tent to talk a little bit about on the Headline grower panel. And why don't you tell me one at a time what exactly Headline has meant to you on your operation?
Well, I've been using the Headline now for, I don't know for sure, 5 or 6 years. But what it's meant is probably a few more national corn grower wins than what I would have had without it. We see better plant health, harvest goes easier, and of course we're looking for yield. That's the main thing. And there we're seeing 12 to 15 bushels per acre more corn.
And that's the bottom line. What about you, Gary?
We was having trouble with standability, and it was just killing our yield. You know, and if you got the yield out there and it's laying on the ground, it doesn't do you any good. So standability was a big issue for us, and plant health, keeping it healthy, stand up strong and tall, and staying green longer, and getting those kernels to mature out to a full test weight, and it just improves your yield and everything overall.
Now, Cindy Young Prier was moderating the panel. She asked a question that I had on my mind, because I know that there's an issue right now about the label for Headline being labeled for plant health. In other words, just spraying it on your crop, even if you don't have a sign of any kind of disease problems. What do you think about that? Why should somebody use Headline on their crop, even if they don't have any sign of disease?
Well, you never know when disease is going to hit your crop. And by having it out there, you're being proactive and you're heading that problem off. Headline is a preventative fungicide. That's what it does. It prevents the disease. So whether you have it out there or not, probably a better reason to spray it is even if you don't see it, because it's going to prevent it from showing up.
Mm-hmm. Gary?
Well, there's enough data out there that shows and proves of all different people that's done testing, universities and everything, that's done testing on this, and they've all proved that in not one case have I seen where you lose yield. Not one case, though, I've seen where you lose yield. In all cases, it's same or higher, as most of everyone I've ever seen is higher. And I've proved it to myself on my own farm, and now I'm a believer.
Mm-hmm. And you talked about not just increasing yield, but protecting yield.
Yeah, that's right. You know, a Headline doesn't increase yield. Its objective is to protect what's already there. And like Gary said, you know, you keep that plant greener longer, gives your grain filled, the kernels get larger and they get heavier, and that translates into yield.
Now, here at a place like Farm Progress, at places like Commodity Classic, y'all get a chance to, and even on your own operations, you get a chance to interact with other growers just like you. What do you tell them about Headline?
Well, we all just about think the same. I mean, we're all competitive. We're all trying to increase yield. We're working harder to do that and doing experimenting. And we just all work together on trying to, you know, increase yield, and that's.
What about you?
Well, yeah, that's what we're after is to increase yield. Like Gary said, that's NCGA growers that are here. We all know each other, and we share ideas, and so, you know, we're not afraid to help each other out. You know, it's a friendly competition.
Well, because it's not just about winning contests. I mean, that's nice. It's nice to get, you know, to get that recognition. But it overall, this is your business, and it's about, you know, it's about making money, bottom line.
Right. Yep. That's the bottom dollar right there. I mean, that's what it's all about for me. When I first started, you know, I was just trying to increase yield. You know, I wasn't even in a contest. And the contest really helped me because it just kind of drove me to try harder and do more experimenting on just, you don't have to do it on 1,000 acres. You don't have to do it on 100 acres. But if you got a 20-acre plot back there, just try something on it, you know, and see if it'll work. And if they do, then you learn from it and you're just that much better.
I totally agree with what it says. You know, we started out using Headline on our contest acres, but now we use it on all of our acres, corn and soybeans.
All right. Well, thank you both, and it's great to have you be here at the Farm Progress Show. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.